guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures. We're drinking beer.
It's crazy.
I refuse. Not
all of us.
What's going on, guys? I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killin.
I'm Duvall.
Scotty Cash.
I'm not.
The whole gang is here, including I'm not.
Weird.
It's Christmas week.
I'm not the new guy. Killin's queen.
I'm not. He was here last week, too.
Sorry.
What did you say?
He's trying to do a Run DMC reference and failing horribly.
Wow.
Here, try again.
No.
That's not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
So we're trying something different this week, with it being Christmas and everything. We're recording the podcast as usual, but we are also filming ourselves while we're recording
and
this
getting
podcast.
Hammered.
And apparently getting hammered on beer.
Woo! For those of you who haven't didn't get to see what happened, which you never will, is Danny's already busted one beer on the floor.
He was talking about
Digital River and their shipping, and he was just like, "Damn it!"
Exactly. See, why wouldn't I do that?
All over the beautiful carpet at Killin Enterprises.
Beautiful carpet.
Yes,
we'll show you this carpet sometime.
Soon to be covered in vomit stains. Merry Christmas.
So now on sale, a piece of carpet.
So before we get into today's topic, so we'll kind of explain what we're doing here. We're recording the podcast as usual, which the audio version will go on the website on Wednesday, like it always does. But we thought it'd be fun to do...
Get away from me.
What are you guys doing?
That's making out.
We thought it'd be fun to also videotape it to put a special video podcast up on the website on Christmas Day.
Yay!
Now, on top of the normal podcast that'll be on the video, we're also going to do an extended portion that you will only be able to see on the video.
What?
That's right.
And black and white. So I made that up. That's why.
So make sure you guys not only listen to the show on Wednesday on the site, but you also come back on Christmas Day or any day after that over the weekend there and check out the video portion.
No, only Christmas Day.
Only we're gonna
you come day after
down.
Christmas, you're getting midget porn. That's all you
need. The cool thing is, though, we're also going to be throwing this video up on YouTube and everything. So this some of the guys who only watch our stuff on YouTube, this will give you guys a taste of what we do every Wednesday on the It Figures podcast.
We don't get hammered, though.
Well, not every Wednesday.
Usually we're nude.
No, we're not nude.
But we also don't videotape, well, so you don't have to worry about
that. Yes, I do know.
Every time we do it.
Scotty's not here. Take your shirts off.
Lucky.
I got a muscle cramp right here.
Oh, my God. So the YouTube guys that are watching this now, this really isn't what we do.
Right. Actually, the last couple weeks, this is pretty powerful.
Kind of like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah!
We talk about toys, and then we talk about muscle cramps instead of
Go Team Skeletor!
Go Team Skeletor!
Team Randor!
Boo.
I thought you were Team Randor.
I joined the other faction.
What a dirtbag.
He follows the crowd, dude.
Yeah.
You are way outnumbered.
I guess.
Disco Squad!
I've never been a leader. Skeletor.
Hey, we should probably tell these people that they should stay tuned to TeamSkeletor.com and TeamRandor.com, huh?
No, just TeamRandor.com. I need a couple guys, dude.
You need some.
Come on.
You got Orko. He did a whole comic strip for you.
Chris Vance.
It's just us three. They Facebooked me and was like, hey, what are we going to do? So we started letting the air out of your guys' tires real slow. So
that's what happened.
I got a flat! Orko actually wanted to change it to Team Grayskull.
Team Gray, like but, King Grayskull?
Yeah.
URL's already.
I know.
That's what I said.
I know.
He asked me yesterday if we could change it, and I was like, no, we already own TeamRandor.com.
You can't.
Which will be very useful in about 8 months or so.
But we have established that it is not old Filmation weak ass King Randor. It is I battle. 2000X Randor.
It's all weak sauce.
I'll tip this over.
It's weak sauce no matter
what. Start from the beginning of time.
No.
Maybe in the second half, the second coming, as we call it, until Skeletor rises again. We'll go and we'll let you use 2000 for now.
So you guys are Team Skeletor and we're Team Weak Ass.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah,
that's what we've been saying since the beginning.
By definition, Randor.
Hey, I got a question. If Jesus got Christmas, what does Skeletor get?
Every day ends in a Y.
Oh, gotcha.
Every day that ends in a Y is Skeletor Day. You had no idea.
What news do you have?
So not the first day of Ramadan, because that doesn't end in a Y.
Well,
technically, it doesn't matter. That's King Randor Day.
So going back to why I supposedly threw my beer on the ground, I wanted to talk about the Maddie Collector stuff again.
But you didn't even say why.
Well, I'm getting ready to see going right now. Yeah. This is what I'm doing. This is what
that was true.
So everybody take your shirt off!
That was a lie. That was a joke.
So, anyway. who's part of the Masters of the Universe subscription here? Three of us, right? Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's what happened. I got on the site on the 15th, and I ordered an extra Green Goddess figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through all the craziness of trying to order that stupid figure.
And the red screen of death.
And them kicking my order out of my cart and all that stuff for a good half hour. Finally got the figure ordered, and it shows up in the mail yesterday, which is awesome. Guess what hasn't shown up in the mail yet?
No Randor.
My King Randor subscription figure. I got the subscription renewal notice on the 15th, the day the figures went on sale.
Ooh,
I,
when did you get the shipping confirmation?
I just today got the shipping confirmation.
Wow.
Like, over a week later, I'm just not getting notified that my subscription figure has shipped. So
here's the question. What happened to Mattel and Digital River saying, oh, we'll get the subscription figures out first?
That's what I'm saying. There's definitely a problem here because part of their promise...
Well, technically, you had to renew. So you had to go through the process
of renewing. I don't think that sounds...
Hey, you know what that sounds like? A damn customer service representative. Technically, no, man. No, I'm not messing with you. No, actually, I got my Randor. Because remember,
so you got yours.
Yeah, I text you the next day and said, hey, all those people were freaking out about, I didn't get my email! It's been 3 minutes and I didn't get an email! Oh my god! Ay-ay-ay-ay! Anyway, I got my email. I woke up the next morning with my renewal and my confirmation, and I assumed all was normal. I got my Randor yesterday.
Wow, lucky. See, I just got the...
Well, usually everybody else will get theirs, and they'll be like, no, don't send Scott's.
Maybe all that screaming and yelling...
That's just because I tell Maddie.
Good.
Hey, hold Scott's off a little longer.
Oh.
Scott says you're stupid. That's what I tell him every month, and I always fall for it.
But it's not as stupid as a cuss word. We can't say that.
Not on this show.
No.
Because we do toy show for 12 and under.
Have a drink of your beer.
Bottoms up.
Now, the good thing about this is I did see on the front page of the .org that Toy Guru has actually asked for specific examples of people who aren't getting their subscription figures before the figures ordered on the site, and he's asking for people to post like their subscription notices and all that stuff in a specific thread on Hema.org. So,
making me nervous.
If anybody else is having this issue, I would probably recommend you go over to Hema.org, get into that thread, post that information so Mattel can see it, and hopefully get this problem rectified. Because this is like...
Well, here's the thing. Every time Digital River takes like 2 steps forward to fix a problem in cooperation with Mattel, the next month they just take everything back and screw something else up for everyone.
Everything back.
So it's like, come on.
Listen, they've been doing this for over a year now. Uh-huh. How hard, seriously, is it after getting something correct for 4 or 5 months, just to start messing it up? Like, someone's like,
this, you're right.
This is going way too smooth. Well, I don't know. Pull this lever here. I don't even know.
I mean, you have to look, but how many years has Digital River been doing this business?
Well, just since Masters.
They've been in business shipping.
But digital download.
But, yeah, it's been like download stuff and stuff like that. This is their first experience with actual toys. They've always dealt with computer stuff before, like programs and stuff like that for Microsoft. So this is a completely new ballgame for them. But, like Scott said, the Masters line has been around for a year now. Mm-hmm. And they've gone through these weird spurts where some months it's perfect and everything's great and it's smooth, and then you have a spell where you have 4 months in a row where they're just trashing everything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense.
And then double that up with Mattel's and, you know, with the Digital River site for MattyCollector.com.
Dead soldier.
What does it matter with you?
That means he needs another beer.
Oh.
He's having flashbacks.
I was under the impression his beer was empty. I don't
know. Isn't that what you say?
That's all. Charlie drank my beer. Oh, I'm going to get you, Charlie.
So then Digital River.
Killen, did your soldier get eaten by a giant bird?
squirt.
What the hell's the matter with you?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, they've seen Avatar.
Oh, an Avatar.
Oh, good. They're going to do inside Avatar jokes all night.
I haven't seen Avatar, and I won't for another week or two, so stop it, guys.
It changed my life.
Life-changing.
It was that good, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Was that good?
Yep.
So change your life, and you'll it. Never watch a Cameron movie again. You'll just
you guys overhype it. We're gonna go on. With
I kept my 3D glasses. I'm gonna wear them all the time.
Yep,
change my life.
That's how it's life changing.
Keep them.
Yeah.
So you stole them.
There's a bin. You're supposed to toss them.
No, it says recycle or keep them.
Killing or keep them.
Killing is keeping his glasses for when it comes out on Blu-ray.
No, no.
Watch it at home in 3D.
I don't think,
but it's not the same 3D.
You don't know that.
Hey, if there's 20% off on killing.com on 3D glasses, don't buy them. They're hot. They're hot.
I did not say you had to return them.
You're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say. Hey, you. Stealing the glasses, please return them. Because it's common courtesy to give them back.
Please recycle. I don't want to recycle. I'm going to reuse.
He's not green.
Okay, but here's a question. Next time you go to a 3D movie,
I'm blue.
Or are you going to get another pair of glasses?
I would die.
No, those are for my home entertainment.
Yeah, so, okay.
I need them.
They're going to work great at home.
On your TV.
I think they can get away with one pair of glasses.
That's right.
During the Super Bowl, glasses are going to be great.
They're still going to charge you $12.50 the next time you go. It's not going to change.
You know, I'll get another pair of glasses.
He'll be like, nah, I'm only paying you $9. I got my own glasses. Are these ours? No. Mine have a white mark on the side.
Oh, my God.
They're a Soldier Boy style. They're kind of like shades in them.
Killing.
Yeah,
that might be a great job.
It'll say killing.
You a macho man. Oh, this movie don't make no sense.
What about Black Machismo?
Black Machismo.
Let's go, Cheesemo. Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go, cheese mo.
Don't hang them on.
Slim Jims. What do you want?
Just kidding.
This is
ridiculous.
All right, so any toy news?
Really spinning.
Yeah, I got some news.
Toy news. So what?
On January, what's the the first Monday? The 4th? Or the
that's not toy news. You're talking Hogan. That's not toy
no,
news.
No, that's... Oh, it is Monday. Yeah, you're right. Not it's not Hogan. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers,
hey.
The original episodes, will that's return to television.
On what channel?
Channel 2 at my house. It's ABC Kids. I don't know. Check your local listings.
Oh, ABC. Okay.
Oh, but you have to have ABC Kids?
No, it's
no,
the
it's
same thing.
No, it's just ABC. But it's like
from like
their
this
morning.
Time to this time, it's ABC Kids.
On yeah. Monday?
Yeah. No.
On that first
Saturday.
Weekend.
You said Monday.
Maybe it is Monday. Well, I don't
then,
remember.
But then you said it was going to be every day, right?
No, I lied.
Oh, you lied?
There's one on 11 and a one at 11:30. I don't know if they're going to do two every Saturday or every Monday. Just check your dang local listings,
so
man.
They're replaying the original Mighty Morphin series.
All of them.
But they've like haven't they done something where like they retouched up the sound or something like that?
I don't know. Mine's gonna be blasted anyway. I don't care.
Totally bought Megazord.
Yeah, you did.
And you got all the figures, right?
Yep. And I'm pretty sure I have Megazord because Michelle was like, she sent me a picture. She's like, "Is this what you were wanting? If I get it for you?" I was like, yes. If you were going to get it, yes, that is what I would like.
This will be a good thing to talk about, the Christmas stuff, because this is great. I did the same thing with Christina, and I do it to her every time. Because she can't keep a secret when it comes to Christmas presents. All you have to do is guess or get close to it, and she starts smiling and like tries to hide her face. And I've been teasing her and trying to get her to buy me a Dreamcast for like the last three Christmases in a row. Just because I'm always like, you should get me a Dreamcast. I want a Dreamcast.
A Dreamcast.
Because it's one of those systems I don't have, one of those old systems. And every time I try to go buy one, she won't let me. She's like, I'm not buying it for you for Christmas. So I walk into the apartment the other night. And
you just go, Dreamcast!
She's got all my presents wrapped now, and they're under the tree. And I'm just kind of picking them up, and she's like getting mad at me. She's like, "Quit touching all the presents! You're gonna guess them." And I'm like, "Whatever." And then I pick one up in a box, and she goes, "You'll never guess that one." And I went, "Is my Dreamcast?" And she just looks at me with like this rage, and wings the remote across the room, and hits me right in the dinghy. It was ridiculous.
It's like the Peyton Manning commercial. You'll yeah. never guess this one. It's a football. Who told you?
I had a good story last night. I was at Walmart, and
there was a random boot there. That's crazy.
A boot.
A boot.
That would
boot
be messed up.
John Wilkes boot. Anyway, I was at Walmart. I was at Walmart, and we were shopping with Gwen, and I was going through the PC game aisle, and I was like, I think I'll buy this one. And I look at her face, and she's getting so pissed. And then she's like, you know, I'm taking all your stuff back. I'm taking all your stuff back. I'm like, I think I'll buy this one. Like, no, I'll put it back. And I'm like, hey, you should buy this for Christmas. And she throws it in the car. She goes, we'll buy it now.
Awesome.
So, yeah, she's mad at me.
We're terrible people.
Not Duvall so far. Duvall, you terrible?
What'd you get for Christmas?
Well, so far, I don't know. But earlier this year, the wife was like, don't buy me anything because we're not buying it for each other for Christmas. I was like, okay,
they
cool,
don't celebrate
whatever.
Christmas.
I was like, cool, whatever.
They don't celebrate Christmas?
No, they're Mormons.
Well, that's a
Mormon. I bought her two gifts for Christmas.
Mormons don't celebrate Christmas?
I bought her two gifts.
I'm Mormon. I love Christmas.
It's on Wiki.
She didn't know I had gifts for her until, thanks to Facebook, my wonderful mother ruined it. And she's like, you got me presents. I thought I told you not to get me presents. What'd you get me? And I'm like, oh, good. Here we go. So she starts hunting around the house.
So you ruined it?
No.
You caved. No. You're a liar. You're a liar.
No, they're
caved.
Still hidden.
All right.
Because I know the only spot she'll never look in that house.
The cleaning cabinet.
Well, no. Oh, no.
Damn.
See?
Wrong table.
Wait, about
in
Duvall's...
In the oven.
In Duvall's pants.
See?
We need more beer.
Boom, squirt, bow.
Whoa! Put your shirt on.
Anyway.
You win.
I apologize to everybody who had to view that.
After you belched? Wait, hold on. This isn't going to air to Saturday, so tell us where you hid them.
No, because...
She's not going to see it till Saturday.
I don't care.
What?
I don't want to give up my hiding space.
She might go into
Dude,
the future.
The,
you're
it
right.
It is the best hiding spot in the house.
You don't want to give it up because that's where he hides all the stuff he doesn't
yes.
want to find.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So,
that's like,
where,
what?
That's where the PS3 box hid forever after I bought that.
Dang! Oh, wait.
Wait. You hiding stuff?
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Text messages.
So, I told her on the phone, I was like, I was at Barnes & Noble looking for this guy's present, actually.
Who?
You. Because you're ridiculous.
Now you know where your present's from.
But I didn't say I didn't find one there.
It's a Playboy.
It's a Playboy.
Oh, I got too many.
What the hell's the matter? What? And I saw this awesome book, and I was like, called her, and I was like, hey, you should get this for me for Christmas. And she's like, well, why don't you just buy it for yourself? And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's not Christmas.
Was the book Where to Hide Christmas Gifts?
No.
For dummies?
It was an awesome Sesame Street book that I want.
It's
behind the scenes, dude.
It's behind the scenes!
Is it Learn to Count?
Yes, shut up!
ABCs and 1, 2, 3s with the cookie.
So anyway,
this is the
She's like, so I got you something. She's like, how many gifts did you get me? She's like, did you just get me one gift? I'm like,
how many?
Yes. And she's like, you got me more than one? I'm like, no. She's like, so I gotta go out and find you more gifts? I'm like, sure. That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
You guys
very
set
much.
Like a limit. Maybe you should set like get a treaty going.
No.
Buy $100 for the presents.
Well, actually what Kelly and I did this year is we bought BB King tickets.
Yep.
We're like, let's get two tickets to BB King. There's our anniversary. There's Christmas taken care of for both of us. Boom. There we go.
That doesn't
you have to have tickets to go to Burger King.
BB King.
Burger King.
BB
Randor.
That's where your buddy
King
Randor hangs out.
My buddy. Yeah.
BK Lounge.
I actually drove by the other day. I was like, go Team Randor, wussy. And I pointed at him.
And you pointed at him.
Wussies don't like to be pointed at.
Doug, do you have any cool Christmas present stories? I mean, you got BB King tickets.
Actually, wait. Here's the one thing. My mom said she needed to get me something else. She wanted an idea for something else. So I gave her like this long list of ideas. And one of the things on there was the Marvel Comics digital subscription, just so I could get the Nick Fury thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I give her this list, and she's like, okay, well, there's lots of things to think about on here. About, I don't know, an hour later, I get an email that says, congratulations on your new Marvel Comics digital subscription. Like, well, I guess that's what I'm getting for Christmas.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, that was just totally random.
How'd she wrap that?
Marvel new.
Yeah, well, when I called her up and said, so, Mom, am I getting a Marvel Comics digital subscription? And she just went, oh, they sent you an email!
She called me custom out?
Yes, yeah, she did.
I would.
She was like, I hate you, Stan Lee! You ruined Christmas!
Oh, poor Stan Lee.
Why'd you tell? That was dumb.
Oh, it was fun.
You're like spoiling the surprise.
You're Nazi.
But we actually did Christmas with my family a couple days ago. So.
Yeah, because your parents are on their way to New York now, aren't they?
My parents are going to New York. They're camping out for Toy Fair. They want to make sure they get...
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Camping out for Toy Fair.
They set up a PS3 with a little LCD screen. They got a pup tent.
The sad news is actually they're second in line.
They get Lego Rock Band in the first 20 in.
That's right. So
sweet.
Yeah, that's birthday.
Alright, well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the new Secret Wars figures.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Guys. Or everything else.
Hi there, this is Chris Fent from the Masters Universe Chronicles. Episode 5 is now on the website at thatnewtoysmell.com. This is the exclusive interview with Robert Lamb. I hope you all enjoy it. More importantly, I hope you all have a very safe and happy Christmas and a very brilliant 2010. And I just want to extend my thanks to all the people at That New Toy Smell for giving me such a support and being such good people to talk to. Pixel Dan, Killen, Scotty Cash, Go Team Randor, fellow colleague there, Dirt and Duvall. I just want to extend my thanks to you all and hope that everyone has a very good Christmas. Thank you all, and until next time.
All right, guys, we are back.
Wait a minute, I'm not ready.
You're not ready.
Hurry up, no, go back. Go play another commercial.
Okay, hold on. Commercials and stuff. Buy things at killingenterprises.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Welcome to our podcast. This is It Figures, the Toy and Action Figure Podcast, and this is brought to you today by the letter 5.
Oh.
And the number five. E.
Oh, I would like to thank all the fans that bought stuff from killingenterprises.com. You should send me an email and let me know when you're buying so I can be like, you're awesome, and send a note or something.
Yeah.
A note.
Just a note.
Not a discount. Not a bow in the box.
No, a note. I told you people, you buy comics, you buy 5 or more, you get the hookup on the freebies.
He's right, too.
We'll even autograph a copy of something from Archie.
If you want something from Dirt.
To you.
The next person to buy 15 comics gets WrestleMania the arcade game.
On Genesis?
Do you okay that?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
15 comics free. WrestleMania the arcade game for Genesis.
I hope you get that tomorrow.
And just so you know, it is wrapped for your protection. And you will not be having WrestleMania.
Well, you don't want your Sega Genesis cards to get any STDs.
That's right.
From like a Nintendo.
We played safe at killing it.
Hey, Pixel Dan, we got a show going on here.
I know, I'm getting text messages. I'm sorry, I'm a very popular guy.
Turn your phone off. Yeah, you are.
I didn't know Deja Vu sent texts.
I need a dollar, Dan! How come you don't come back and spend some more $6?
Some more $6.
He's a high roller. Now Doug's getting his, or Dirt's getting his text message.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway, we're back to talk about
Secret Wars figures.
That's right.
Pictures of the next wave have leaked.
Check it out on our website.
Hasbro hasn't... Actually, we don't have those pictures. No. We can't post them because they're not official.
Where are they at?
I saw them over at Toy News International.
ToyNewsEye.com.
Wait. Did they break the embargo and go ahead and show them on
No, there? Somebody on their message board.
Posted on their front page.
Yes, they were.
It's on their forum.
Well, they were on their front page
there's,
and was like, click
story.
Here.
Yeah, there's a story.
But their front page is Dr. Doom. Which is leaked.
You're right. There is a small thumbnail. Anyway, so yeah.
Death Soldier.
Boy.
So anyway, it looks like the next wave of Secret Wars figures is going to be Doctor Doom and the Absorbing Man.
Fang.
And Thing with the truck 80s song.
Costume Storm.
Yep. 80s Costume Storm with the Mohawk.
Nightcrawler.
And Pile Driver.
Walks with mountains on his back.
Mountains and flies to the sky.
Oh my god. What just happened? I don't even know.
You had to be there.
She got learned. That's what happened.
Anyway,
I got learned.
Oh, I got news too.
Did you guys see the pictures?
Yeah.
You saw the pictures?
Yeah.
I didn't see the pictures.
Dirt hasn't even seen the pictures yet.
No.
Dirt left before we got to that. Okay. Yeah. Nightcrawler looks awesome. I'm so excited about Nightcrawler.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Does he come with the sword?
The suction cups, yes.
And the suction cups.
Wow,
like
really?
The one. Awesome. Actually,
what were we talking about again?
The only picture
you missed
they showed
Dead Soldier.
Dead Soldier.
Come on, man.
Hey, you got chunks on me.
Yeah, so?
The only picture that was on there was actually like a scan of the back of the packaging.
Universe.
So I don't know exactly what accessories are going to be with all those.
Was this like an actual... like picture
somebody,
like
somebody,
cell phone
no,
with like Bigfoot in the
someone's
corner.
Someone's actual picture of a callback.
Yeah, that was actually my phone. I
Doctor Doom and whoever else is
it's
in the
Doctor Doom and Pile
Driver. No, Zorman. Somebody found that and bought it. And on the back, they showed the other two sets of.
Well, where did they find it? Why didn't they email me?
They
dirt at dirtmound.com.
Dirt, get over here quick to Alaska. They're out on Walmart.
Road trip.
We may get to about, I don't know, We're in Illinois.
I get to about, I don't know. Bloomington.
We'll make it to about Illinois.
Bloomington, you think?
Oh my gosh. So and the Ed Figures podcast keeps chugging along.
Go Team Skeletor.
Woo!
I don't know. The Secret Wars figures are actually the figures in the Marvel Universe that I like
they're
the
They're
two most
packs,
right
too,
now.
Right?
Yeah, they're two
packs.
With a reprint of the comic. Yeah.
And they're like my favorite part of that line right now. I don't know why. I guess it's because they're doing like the classic styles of those characters.
Yeah.
And
they're
awesome. I've really liked all the ones that have come out so far, so I'm really looking forward to these new ones. So that was pretty cool. We got a chance to see some of those images. I'm looking forward to finding those.
One of these days, we'll see if we can't get a hookup with Dave Vonner over Hasbro, who's in charge of all those.
Is this your way of trying to get him to email us right here?
Well, I could just email him and say, "Hey, what's up? You want to talk to us?" But
we like doing.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because we got to go through Hasbro's PR firm.
You know, oh no!
you don't want
an extra email to somebody's PR.
It's a pain. No.
It is a pain.
My name is Pixel Dan. You may recognize my name from such projects as From Pixels to Plastic.
Nope,
and all the Mattel reviews.
Is that cool? Is coolenterprise.com? Oh, yeah. We'll send you some.
Oh, yeah. We'll send you some. That's killing. From coolenterprises.com.
We need to take another break.
No, we're good.
All right.
We're going to keep rolling.
Don't
up.
Break the seal.
What was your news? You said you had news.
You didn't say you had news?
Yeah.
You're pregnant?
So, Lego is releasing Toy Story next January.
Next month.
They're already out.
They're already out.
Where?
Toys R Us has got them.
What?
Yep.
Plug.
Toys R Us got a ton
Let's
of them.
Let's go now. Get in the car.
He's the Lego guy.
To Walmart last night. They are totally out of Legos. They had like three sets out of the 50 they had. And they're filling the aisles with, like, other toys that are not Legos. So you go look at the Lego aisle, you see
that's what they
one
do.
Lego, and there's just
when
all these
start,
random
yeah,
toys.
They start getting empty.
Those Star Trek figures.
Those Star Trek figures.
Or Terminator figures. We got plenty of those. Let's fill the aisle up.
Hey, Walmart also.
Have they come out with Wave 2 of those yet?
What,
no.
Star Trek?
No, but you know what is out? The Dark Knight. I love that movie.
And they're coming out with more of those, did you hear?
Anyway, KillinEnterprises.com will be selling Toy Story Legos in January.
That's right.
Did you order them?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a case of every set.
Yeah.
Times two.
KillinEnterprises.com.
Are you actually going to sell them, or are you just going to be like, they're mine, I changed my mind?
You know, I'm not sure. I want to look at them to see if I want them.
They're in your new magazine.
But they look a little non-Lego. Like, they are Lego, but they seem like
the Army men are awesome, because they look like Lego men that are just all green. Did you see them in your book?
Yeah, but
I don't know, the
display picture didn't look
good. I thought they
for whatever good. Reason, when you said Toy Story, I thought Never-Ending Story.
What?
So I'm like, I gotta get the little Indian guy.
I can build a Southern Oracle.
I want the hell of a little Indian guy.
I need a Falcor Lego.
So now you're like Army guy. I'm like, there's no Army guys in
Toy Story, like the Toy Story.
Never-Ending Story.
All right. What else do we have?
Oh my god.
The Southern Oracle.
Hey, you know what else? You know what else?
Okay. Is it serious?
And the Lego Atlantis line sucks.
Lego what?
The Atlantis line.
Atlantis. It's submarines.
It's a bunch of submarines and like sharks. It's stupid.
I like it. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Sweet.
You know what else is supposed to come out in January?
What?
But it's already hitting shelves. Is Mattel's new WWE line?
Oh, they're already flooding shelves.
Toys R Us has already had them out. I have seen
big
them.
Big buff dudes in doll clothes.
I have seen them on the shelves.
Why are you always plugging Toys R Us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I was employed there for way too long that I want
to
admit.
Also supposed to come out in January.
Oh, yeah,
Power Rangers. No. But they've also...
Hulk Hogan's return to weekly wrestling TV.
Did you see, Walmart?
FNA.
Did you see the box set at Walmart, the Power Rangers?
Yeah, they're not bendable. Not articulated.
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 Yeah, articulated.
They do look pretty cheap.
It's
yeah, they look cheap. I saw them the other day, too.
Oh, it's $14.99.
What? I saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, that Megazord. That Megazord's only like.
Yeah, that must be killing price.
You scalper.
That Megazord's only like $25.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about that. You got Michelle. If my wife bought it, she got it from Target for
$19.99. Oh, really? It was $24.99 at Walmart.
Uh oh.
Either way, do you remember a couple?
Time to roll them back.
Remember a couple months ago when you called the Turtles Party Van like your deal of the month or whatever because it was only $20?
Because it still is.
Yeah, I would totally call the Megazord the new deal of the month. That's super cheap. It's like $20.
$20 to $25.
And it totally transforms into all the individual dinosaurs.
Wait a minute. I have you beat.
Yeah.
Because I went to Tuesday Morning the other day, which is our close out. It's like a high end Big Lots.
Yes. Okay, that's not the same thing.
No, I got Devastator. That's Transformers Devastator for $4.99.
That's still not the same thing.
Now, it was on a blister card with a bunch of Japanese writing. The only English was poorly written. And their bootlegs were the Transformers, like the Decepticon symbol, is the same outline of the shape, and it's purple, but it has different lines
on
the inside.
It's a peace sign?
But still, it's Devastator, and it was $4.99.
All right.
It's
true.
You cannot go wrong with that.
So it's either Power Rangers Megazord for $20 or Devastator with a Checkers emblem for the Decepticon.
For five bucks. For $5.
So can we just half and half it? Can we just say deals of the month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'll take that. Deals of the month.
Okay.
Turtle Vein is, and it's awesome.
Hey, while we're bringing
up to this point, I'll say
while we're bringing up the
bucks,
past,
$20 is pretty good. We, you know, maybe we should do month to month deal of the week.
We should.
Month to month deal of the week.
Month to month deal of the month.
Don't think too hard about it.
I've been drinking.
Dead soldier. Here's our monthly deal of the day.
I don't know. It might just be me, but
at 6 o'clock,
good today only every day of the month.
I would just think that a soldier that came out of the Marines?
Hey, yeah, Marine Corps.
Marines wouldn't go, dead soldier, over a beer. I don't know.
No, that's what it's called. I'm not going to go and go, is this a sweatshirt or a orangutan? It's a sweatshirt.
I don't get it.
It's a sweatshirt.
An orangutan.
So this is...
No, it's talking more like...
is a dead soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering, yes, this is how killing is, pretty much 24/7.
So what's sex? A terrorist attack? I mean, like, what...
Where
do you throw in these military terms?
Well, it depends on who you are.
I see.
What is happening?
Sex could be...
I don't even know.
It could be a bloody mess. Or it
could
be...
All right, I think we've come to the end of our normal podcast.
Again, WrestleMania, the arcade game for the Sega.
All right, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast.
It is time to wrap up this podcast. Wow. Guys.
Wait, where are we at?
News? Guys.
No, we're done.
It's over. Guys.
Time for the video exclusive stuff.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So, as always, make sure you check us out at thatnewtoysmell.com. It Figures Podcast every Wednesday. New episodes of That New Toysmell every Saturday. Except this Saturday, because it's the day after Christmas.
Are we going to talk about pop culture?
No, it's okay. We don't need to do that right now.
I thought you were...
There's a teaser that's going to play.
There's next week. Next week.
Next week we will talk about PopCultureNetwork.com.
I didn't say that.
So, guy, KillinEnterprises.com, place to go if you want to buy anything, video games, toys, comic books, DVDs, we've got it.
Look around you. It is everywhere.
Look around you.
I don't know if they're going to be able to. I don't know if this is going to be part of the...
That's not really a KillinEnterprises.com flyer.
No, it's not.
But if you would like something that is awesome and not that, you go to KillinEnterprises.com. You can buy
games. We do have WrestleMania, the arcade game for Sega.
WrestleMania. And if you're really interested, we do have one copy left of David Robinson's Supreme Court.
For $3.95. Wow. Stop, dude.
That's a bargain.
Power Rangers! Just end this while we still can. All
right, guys. If you're listening to the show right now, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
And we'd like to apologize for tonight's show.
It's wacky, we know. So
we hope to keep up the awesomeness.
That's right. So we hope you guys all have a Merry Christmas. And if you're watching us on the video, stick around after the break for the exclusive video portion of the show.
Yay!
We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out!